This is the Iowa Business Report Tuesday edition, presented by the Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. To learn more about the many uses of soybeans, go to iasoybeans.com. Despite the Biden administration backing down recently on unachievable mandates, veteran automotive and mobility expert Ken Chester says electric vehicles are still the future.
You're going to find manufacturers coming and going. That has always been the auto industry. Upstarts, 70s, 80s, 90s, pick one. That's always been the way. People get a bright idea, they roll the dice. The reason why you're seeing more of it now is because automakers are smarter. The EV automakers are saying, you know what? There are contract manufacturers out here that can do the build. I don't have to reinvent the wheel and spend $3, $4, $5 billion to build a factory, get the equipment, train the workers, and build parts. I can contract that out and concentrate on design. That's brilliant. It also lowers the cost of entry, meaning that you'll see more of this. Mm-hmm. Bollinger, Fisker, Faraday Future, Lordstown Motors, Elio Motors, that have struggled to make it. We've buried Faraday Future more times on the air than I can count, and it keeps coming around.
Ken Chester is based in the Des Moines area and hosts the nationally syndicated Tech Mobility Show on radio. More at techmobility.show. The Iowa Business Report is presented by the Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating National Soy Foods Month in April. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers. More at iasoybeans.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.